I'm joined now on set by Chaura Makarimi from the University of Montreal. Thank you for joining us here today. You are an expert in Iran and notably wrote the book about the 1979 Iranian Revolution. I'd like to ask you, first of all, is this movement losing its momentum a little bit? We've heard less about it, certainly outside Iran, in recent weeks.
It entered another phase. Actually, what we heard about were the insurrections of fall 22. So it was the first stage, and it was very vivid in the streets, and it was breaking a lot of red lines, a lot of political boundaries that were set for the last 40 years. That was very impressive. And what we see now is a political organization of the Iranian society in order to kind of carry on another phase of that confrontation with the state, with political demands. So we have seen opposition leader like Green Movement leader Mirosan Mousavi, who's in house arrest for 13 years now. He has written a letter saying that no change is possible in Iran within the frame of the theocracy. So he demands a regime change as well. And this is the first time, you know, this is very new, because for the last 13 years, he hasn't done that. And 400 political and civil society figures in Iran have signed a letter of support to his letter. And we have also 2 days ago 20 unions and organization within Iran who have signed a common letter. So they have come to a common demand asking for change, you know, for separation of church and the state, for equal pay for women and men. So we are very much into the women life freedom movement yet, for the release and conditional release of all political prisoners. Many political prisoners have been released. And when they were released, the women political prisoner released, they photographed themselves outside of the prison without the hijab. So it shows that we are released, but we are not going to, stand aside. We are pursuing the fight. So I think that it's changing forms.